Oh God, I'm getting close. His tongue suddenly flicks rapidly at my clit, almost vibrating. My pleasure is sliding down the inside of my thighs. My breath leaves me in ragged sighs. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Welcome to Audio Desires. We create short erotic audio stories for women and couples, bringing your most intimate fantasies to life. I've always wanted to learn how to dance. Not for any particular reason. Perhaps because I've always been a little bit clumsy. And learning how to dance might teach me some balance and grace. Perhaps because I just wanted something to do on the weekends. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m, I make my way downtown to the second floor of a loft-style warehouse building where me and 10 other novice dancers learn to salsa, to tap dance, and to swing. All taught by our experienced teacher, Diego. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend our last group meeting on Sunday thanks to an unexpected flat tire. It seemed to truly disappoint him when I texted Diego to tell him the bad news. To be honest, it disappointed me as well. However, he made me an offer I couldn't refuse. A private lesson. Alone. Just the two of us. I wouldn't normally be so nervous to spend a Tuesday evening alone with a handsome South American man. Diego is... well, he's special. Diego makes my heart race, and my palms sweat, and my whole body thrum with desire every time I set my eyes on him. It's more than just a little crush. It's full-on infatuation. I can hardly ever concentrate in class thanks to how distracting his dark brown eyes and luscious soft black curls are. Not to mention the rhythm his tall, slender body moves in. He's absolutely incredible. Despite my nervous anticipation for this private lesson, I can hardly wait to get inside the building. The studio is dimly lit as I slide open the massive metal door. Music plays softly from the stereo in the corner of the room. And there he is. Sitting casually in a metal folding chair, facing the window with his legs up on the ledge. A shy smile lights up my face as he notices my presence. We exchange polite hellos while he gets up from the chair.
Hey, I'm glad you could make it. We missed you on Sunday. Let's get warmed up. We have a lot to catch up on.
But I sense something. Like there's something more that he wants to say. Like he's restraining himself somehow. But perhaps I'm just projecting my desire onto him. I thank him for taking the time out of his schedule to see me all alone. He waves away my thanks and we slowly step towards one another, meeting in the middle of the polished hardwood dance floor. We're just a foot or so away from one another when I see him start to lean in. Oh God, what's he doing? My whole body tightens. My heart skips a beat. Is he going to kiss me? Is he? His lips graze gently past my left cheek, and I suddenly remember that it's quite common for people to kiss hello where he's from. I smile up at him through my long eyelashes as he pulls away. I can still feel the tingle of his lips against my cheek. I ask him what we'll be learning today in order to distract myself from the nervous energy swirling inside me. For a moment, he says nothing at all. A knowing smile is plastered across his face, almost as if he's trying to decide what his next move will be. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Suddenly, Diego reaches forward and places one hand on my shoulder blade. Then he threads his fingers through my left hand. He lifts our arms up together, extending them out to our sides. He smiles down at me.
Just follow my lead and don't think too much. Try to feel my body guide you. Feel it on the inside. You will do just fine.
Just like that. I'm under his spell. Diego begins the lesson by guiding me through the footwork. Our attention is aimed down at the ground, but I can feel his gaze sliding up and down my body every time we stop to change direction. He presses his body up against mine and wraps an arm around the small of my back. I suck in a breath as he dips me down towards the ground. Hanging there in his arms, I catch a glance of the huge warehouse windows and the darkening sky of the world outside. I wonder for a moment what exactly people can see from the street down below. Can they see us dancing? Can they see his arms around me? The lesson goes on, and I find my discipline fading with every passing minute. My mind is constantly thinking of Diego, and the tingling sensation left by his hands around my hips. I can't help but stare up into his eyes, and at the faint hint of a moustache against his upper lip. I swear I can feel the definition of his abs through his thin cotton t-shirt. I don't know how much longer I can handle this. God, I'm getting so turned on. This is so inappropriate. He's my teacher and I'm his student. But then again, it's only a dance lesson. It isn't as if there's a power dynamic between us. In fact, I can't think of a single reason why a student of a casual dance class couldn't get intimate with her teacher. Before I can even talk myself out of it, I lean up onto the tips of my toes while we're paused at the edge of the dance floor, and I press my lips against the smooth skin of his neck. He smells like fresh linen and leather. His scent is so intoxicating. Suddenly, reality comes flooding in. What am I doing? I meet his gaze with my own, prepared to be told to leave or even politely rejected. But instead, I receive a passionate kiss from him against my lips. I can hardly process my excitement and disbelief as he backs me towards the huge windows on the western side of the loft. We're still in our dance position, with his hand around me and my fingers curled around his. I feel the cool bite of the glass window behind me, and our lips separate just for a single moment. Our eyes meet again, and I see for the first time the passion that he's been holding back, the restraint he's been hiding so well since our first lesson. We breathe hungrily into each other's mouths as his hand falls away from mine and begins to explore my body. He draws his firm grip down my abdomen, his thumbs grazing past the underside of my full breasts. I can hardly think, hardly breathe, as the man I've desired so intensely for the last 3 weeks becomes mine. I wonder once again if anyone on the street below can see us, and if they can tell what's happening. A bolt of excitement rushes through me at the idea that someone might see our passionate embrace. I reach for his hand and guide it towards the bottom edge of my skirt. He teases my upper thigh with a few light strokes. Oh. He's tickling me with the pads of his fingers, just trailing them around the side and back of my thigh so gently, before adjusting his touch to the lace fabric between my legs. He teases me from the top hem of my panties and drags the side of his finger all the way down until he reaches my ass. Then, he turns his knuckle inward and parts my inner lips as he makes his way back up towards my clit. Oh, God. He's moving so slowly. Oh, just like that. Oh, I... God, I... Oh, I love the way that feels. That's so, so good. I have to have more. I have to feel him inside of me. I ache for him. I watch as he lowers himself down to his knees, as he takes hold of my panties from each side of my hips. He pulls them down to my ankles and glances up at me.
Ooh. You are so incredibly sexy.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.